AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama, during a joint White House news conference with French President Francois Hollande, says Russia is the outlier for continuing to back Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, while the rest of the world is determined to defeat the Islamic State group.
Russia right now is a coalition of two. Iran and Russia supporting Assad.
Obama says the downing of a Russian warplane by Turkey points to an ongoing problem with Russia's airstrikes in Syria. NATO held a special meeting today to discuss the downing of that Russian plane. Turkey says the pilots ignored numerous warnings about the airspace violations as they attacked rebel forces in Syria. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says both Turkey and Russia have to make sure emotions don't get the better of them.
What we are calling for now is calm and de-escalation. This is a serious situation.
Russia insists the plane was over Syria. A leader of a Turkmen fighting group says both pilots were killed. The Russian military says a rescue helicopter sent to pick up the pilots was shot down, with one crew member killed. A white Chicago police officer has been denied bond after being charged with murder in the shooting death of a black teenager more than a year ago. The charges were brought against Jason Van Dyke today, a day before the city is to release a police car dash cam video of that shooting. Minneapolis police say they have arrested a 23-year-old man in the overnight shootings of five Black Lives Matter protesters. Officers are still seeking two other white male suspects. None of the protesters suffered life-threatening injuries during last night's shooting that occurred near a police station where the protesters have been camped out ever since a 24-year-old man was shot by a white police officer in Minneapolis. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 45. This is AP Radio News. New York police will be on even higher alert during the Thanksgiving Day parade. Julie Walker with more.
Amidst the Thanksgiving Day parades, balloons, floats, and marchers, there will be lots of extra police keeping a watchful eye, says NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton.
I think the police presence will heighten the sense of security.
Chief of Department James O'Neill says that police presence includes a counterterrorism overlay.
Specially trained dogs will sniff for traces of explosives in the air, while officers assigned to the NYPD's Counterterrorism Bureau will use radiation detectors for hunt for any evidence of a dirty bomb.
And lots of officers with semi-automatic rifles. Julie Walker, New York.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence stands by his decision to order state agencies to stop helping with the resettlement of Syrian refugees. The ACLU has filed suit challenging Pence's authority to block the federal program. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.